Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman. A weekly soiree of artists on the fringe with underground thoughts and voices shared with uncensored abandon. Through provocative opinions, seductive humor, candor, and song. Hey, Velocity Child here. I am sitting with the fabulous Jack Sullivan.
Hello.
Nice to have you here, finally.
It is fantastic to be here.
I am popping your Fallen Woman cherry.
Very happy for it. Very happy to have that popped.
And you were asking me about circle lenses.
Yes.
The power of the circle lens. Well, it really boils down to how human beings mate. So, or trust one another, for example. That's the first step of the mating ritual. And so, when your pupils dilate, you're showing signs of trust and openness and attraction. And somehow the circle lenses seem to simulate that sensation and others psychologically. Subconsciously, like your brain sees someone's eyes dilating, you want to trust them, they're open there. So circle lenses create a thicker, I want to say limbal ring? I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I want to say limbal ring. Almost creating like a dilated effect on your eyeballs.
So the specific things we're talking about, so like it's a contact lens that has a faked interior pupil, like a faker, wider pupil as part
some
of
the lens. Some do, but the outer ring is widened, so it just appears that your eyeball is that much bigger.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they have color effects that go with it. And iCandy.com, I think, is the website. Let me double check.
Oh, that's so interesting. So,
but it's the one I tend to go to. Oh, iCandys.com.
Oh.
BYECANDYS.com is the go-to for me, usually.
Oh, so it adds... Okay, I get it now. So it adds an outer...
Now you see the images.
Oh,
yes.
That's so bizarre.
But
okay.
See how it gives you almost like a doll-like, doe-eyed, like, huh? What? Hi? Oh, I trust you. Oh,
so
my God,
bizarre.
You're so cute. So it gives that whole, like, almost like a Japanime effect if you want to get really severe, because they have bigger ones. They get crazier and more doll-like. On their website, they have the extreme ones, and then they have. I prefer the natural ones because I feel like those are truly psychologically subversive.
Right.
Whereas the doll-like, candy-like, giant-sized ones on their site are more fetishy.
A little more heavy-handed.
Yeah, you know, like fetishy.
Yeah.
I want to fuck a doll.
That was okay.
Or a Japanime character, you know.
So that that was the thing that I read about today, but
the Lolita fetish. It's also that whole thing with the bonnets and the aprons and
there was a story that like I glanced over today, but like it's there's been a lot of like for whatever reason stories coming up on like my social media feeds about sex dolls, like the life dolls and all that kind of stuff. Like,
oh, the real dolls. Yes.
Right. And they've... The and, ones...
Go ahead.
The ones that came up recently, like within the last 2 days, were... One was that they've made a male real doll that is apparently, like, over the top, like, intensely well-made.
Really?
Because, well, for the most part, those real dolls are made of women. And, like, they're, you know...
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just, like, a big old piece of silicone with a cock, right? I mean,
right. But this one is, like, there's machinery in it. It's, yeah, like, it's something like a human-shaped...
He's got, like, a piston going on, like a jackhammer or...
Yeah, like a...
Some sort of power drill action with his cock.
Yeah, like what's the thing called? It's like a human-shaped Sibian kind of thing.
Okay. Well, the Sibian, you know, I had one and I gave it away. Yeah. My kneecaps stopped growing when I was 10. I have very weak knees, they're deformed. So my kneecaps are too small for the sockets. So I'm just not a kind of like be on the knees sort of girl. And to like rock a Sibian, you really gotta like be on your knees. And that was I could do my hands and knees, doggy style. I'm all about doggy style. Please finger cuff me. I'm all about it, guys. But to actually just sit upright on my knees for an extended period of time is tough.
Okay.
Sibian forces you to do that. It's a little limiting. I found it limiting.
But I just thought it was so funny because the way that the article that I saw about it was written.
So you don't have to be on your knees for him to fuck you, right?
I guess not. I don't know.
Position him from like.
I think you'd have to like cowgirl him. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but what was funny was the way the article was written, mm-hmm. and it's so funny how these are always the way that these things go. Is it was written as this thing being a threat to guys?
What?
The headline of it, I believe, was like.
They're not even the guinea pigs.
New robotic sex doll will make men obsolete, and it's like, how?
Oh, please.
And I just love it that that's like such a common thing in how they write about these things. But like, it's such a consistent thing. Is this weird fragility and this weird like paranoia? It's like, oh, they're getting a new better sex toy. What are they gonna want with us anymore?
Well, the absurdity of that is that women, at least for me, maybe as a woman, I'll speak for myself. I really would prefer a human being attached to the penis because there's just all that beautiful witchy energy exchange, soul connection. Even if it's a fucking one night stand, it's still another human being. And there's still a soul connection, and there's still an energy exchange, and it's really fucking electric and hot. And you don't get that from an inanimate object. But, you know, women don't really objectify men. It's the other way around. And that's almost why I think men see that as a threat, when in my mind it's almost laughable that that's a threat, you know?
Because
you're not going to get some magical energy exchange with a doll.
It's such a strange thing of like, there can't even be a news article about a sex toy designed for women without it having to be about men. Like, it's such a strange thing. Like,
dude, totally.
Like, it's such a bummer.
Man, it's up there with Viagra. They get it tax-free, but women have to pay taxes on tampons.
Ridiculous. However,
tampons really should just be obsolete. Everyone, folks, get a Diva Cup. Google it. Diva Cup. Done. Sorry.
The other news story that I saw, and this one was a little terrifying. A mortuary technician got arrested for making a particular life doll, or the opposite, really.
Wait.
Somebody.
Did they do like a Frankenstein?
Somebody made a fucking
Stein. Perfect woman.
Somebody made a fucking Stein.
Oh my god. Like Frankenhooker. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
She was made of different hooker parts. Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's such a like there was another thing, and this was months back when I saw this one, where it was getting into the morality of those life dolls.
What morality?
In manufacturing them.
You know, every kid has their favorite blanket and teddy bear, and no one judges them.
Right,
this is just the adult version.
Well, yeah, but it gets more complicated than that. There was, because this one guy that manufactures them does repairs and does upkeep on them.
Uh-huh.
And he had at least one customer who just kept beating the living shit out of the doll.
Oh, like cigarette burns and
like assaulting this thing, like ripping it to pieces
violently. And,
right.
Well, at least it was the doll and not a human being.
Right. But he eventually stopped servicing that person's doll. But that's the morality question that comes up: is it better that it's on the doll?
Well, yeah, because I don't even think they deserve a sex worker.
Right.
If
their hostility's
that intense. You know, they would normally hire a hooker and treat her that way. usually that's been the case. It's an age-old case. And as a sex worker of a decade, I can say truthfully, like, I think some people need dolls instead of sex workers. Mm-hmm. So it's not morality. I mean, oldest profession in the world, because men sometimes really need to get their aggression out. And I would rather the sex worker get the nicer clients and let the bad clients stay home with the dolls.
I agree with that. But yeah, the question that comes up is...
And that's my old sex worker voice speaking, you know.
Is it actually them working that frustration out? Or is it letting them lean into that pain?
No, it's like not a gateway drug. I think if you're at that point where you're spending thousands of dollars...
That's a good point.
On like a Rolls Royce, so you don't murder anybody. I think that's, let the guy have the doll, because if he doesn't, who knows what'll happen.
Well, because they also they make him in they make him with like alien body parts now. They make him for furries. So, and like,
there's a website I really love, Bad Dragon. I'm a fan. I collect toys from Bad Dragon. I like my freaky dildos and crazy shaped things to play with. So, yeah, I totally get that. Yeah.
That was
not a cosplay gal, but I like freaky things inserted in me. So, I get it. I've seen the alien sex doll with the blue skin and the...
Oh,
the alien pussy and the whole... Have you seen that one?
Is that the one? I've seen the one where it's the, it's an egg-laying thing?
Oh, that's a whole other...
Yeah.
Wow, you just opened a whole other can of worms. That's called splorshing. Not to be confused with sploshing. Sploshing is love of messy, wet foods. God, I did some sploshing sessions. The smell is horrible. Trigger warning. Anyway, so splorshing is this thing where they lay eggs through a tube-like phallic symbol. I'm saying it the worst way.
No,
you
I think
probably
it's,
describe it better.
I just the thing that I saw looked like this big alien dick filled with Easter eggs.
Yes. Gummy, they usually are gel-like and they dissolve.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And then you can put drugs and alcohol in them too, dude.
What?
Well, that's the other side of
splosion. That's intense.
That's the darker side of splosion.
Wait, people are.
No, it's gel. All the eggs are gelatinous or gelatin.
Wait, so they're getting they're getting drunk
and
or high off
from
of
the
alien sex eggs.
Yes,
that's the best.
You kind of can't neg that, right?
Oh my God.
That's right?
I can't believe that's a thing.
I'm so ready now.
It's so cool.
Oh my God.
It's...
Hold on. And we are back. I'd like to say a quick note and a shout out to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like what you hear and you enjoy independent, free, censorship-free radio, please go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge and you can donate as little as a dollar a month. And we were talking about splorching, which now I've corrected myself. I'll, for anyone listening, splorch. ING, gelatinous eggs laid inside of you with hollow alien fetus.
It's called an ovipositor.
Ovipositor. And that brought us to the Bad Dragon website, which our lovely guest tonight, Jack Sullivan, has never been privy to. And he's now, I'm sharing all these things, and he's seeing, I'm corrupting him, folks, I'm corrupting him.
This is so funny.
Yes, what are you, do tell, what's your fave thing so far? What What caught your fancy?
So one of these is just a whole dragon. It's just an entire dragon.
Well, yeah, I didn't know they had a whole dragon on the site.
No, it's
I
like
knew
it's,
that you could buy the dragon pussy. I knew you could drive. I bet that whole dragon's pricey. Oh, no, yeah, that's like, the dragon dildo.
Right, but that it's, yeah. Like
so
they
it's
have,
like putting a whole, yeah.
They have like the dragon, they have the dragon dildos based off of, I guess, their research on dragon dicks. But then one of them is just a dragon shaped like a dick.
Oh, wow.
Haven't come across the sleeves yet, but.
Have you heard about the jack-off Jesus?
The what?
Yeah, that's a separate website.
Finding that right.
I'm pulling this up for you if you would like. Jack off.
Yes.
Jesus dildo. Where's the original site? That's what I'm looking for. Spacing on it.
Oh, wait. I found the masturbators, and this is horrifying. Oh, this is so wild.
Yeah, the Jackhammer Jesus. Sorry, I spelled that wrong.
Oh, snap.
Hold on. Jackhammer Jesus.
So it's... How big
is
that?
No, but if I can find the actual site, you'll see the Buddha butt plug and everything. It's so cool.
Of course, it's a Buddha
Divine
butt plug.
Divine Interventions. Okay, folks.
Oh,
so
my
if you
God.
Go to divine-interventions.com, under their religious toys, you will find a plethora of wonderful things. There's the baby Jesus butt plug. There's the Buddha's delight. The Bible thumper, I believe, is a cock sleeve.
What?
So you can like actually fuck the Bible.
Oh, there's a baby Jesus. Why is there a baby
Jesus?
That's
the baby Jesus butt plug. He's all swaddled.
Will that ship by Christmas? Or?
There's a whole devil, which I have. I have the one where, like, the entire devil enters you.
Oh, my God.
See? And he comes in a plethora of colors.
He looks like he'd be judgmental about that.
Yes. You could also get the Grim Reaper.
God's Immaculate Rod.
Rod, yes. The Divine. There's a nun. And then the ever popular and the most famous one they're known for, the Jackhammer Jesus.
It is
so exorcist, it's everything. And it comes in a plethora of colors.
It's a lot smaller than it looks like it would be, though.
Well, you... Really? Small?
7.5 inches in total.
Well, seven
length,
and a like, half is the cock part.
Oh, I thought that was
it
the entire...
It stops at the... No, I have one.
Oh.
I have mine in a beautiful marbled blue. and the 7.5 inches is the entire cock.
Oh, okay, that's
But it, the
yeah.
cross part, that's...
Okay.
Yeah, so it looks like The Exorcist, like you're doing it with a cross with Jesus on it. It's called the Jackhammer Jesus.
Yeah, my cock's in hell.
Yes. It says, Jesus was a carpenter. Now he's a power tool.
Oh.
He's the baddest and the best in all Nazareth. The Jackhammer Jesus has just one safety rule. Feet first. Feet first. Not the head, you fool. I just quoted
you could,
that.
You could, like, double hand that in theory.
Yes. And then the options, you know, you have marbled blue, marbled purple, marbled red, marbled silver, glow in the dark white, and the black hammer. I aim to sleaze.
And there were people that were upset about chocolate Jesus.
Tom Waits?
Tom Waits.
That's a beautiful song.
That's a great song.
That song is everything.
Yeah.
If you're going to sell candies, chocolate candy shaped like Jesus, I think you're allowed to not fuck with anyone who writes a song about it.
I would agree.
Tom Waits got shit for that?
If I remember, there might have been more controversy about the candy itself than there was about Tom Waits' thing. But like,
oh, okay.
But like people, anytime you mention Jesus outside of a, you know, absolute due reference, somebody has a problem.
Well, at least they didn't cry a fatwa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, about as close to it as possible.
Well,
really.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, you get. They do their own.
They do their own.
They don't
thing.
Have to. You, all the rednecks do the death threats on the telephone.
Yep, and on Facebook. Always on Facebook.
All Twitter.
Constantly.
I hate Twitter.
Yeah, the only reason that they don't have a word for it is because they don't have enough words to use to have one for it.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Yes. My whole family's from Arkansas. I can't argue with you.
My favorite thing is like the
I know.
Is these super anti-Islam, super big up America kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, their profile picture is like the Punisher's skull, but it's an American flag.
Oh no.
All that shit. But
oh,
like
Jesus.
I love that they market these guys.
You know, this is a big base of your audience.
Well, for me, I...
Isn't it?
No, those guys?
When you tour, when you do circus sideshow, do you not find that a bit... Like, you don't you do, well, like, Middle America and all
yeah,
that?
I
the
mean,
heartland? I mean...
Yeah, and, like, there's... There is that.
And
that's
folks, I haven't said this yet. Our friend here, Cyclone Jack Sullivan, is a major... fucking sideshow motherfucker. So yeah, we were saying.
Well, there's weirdos everywhere, and like you really, I think there's something really amazing. Like people tend to underestimate and generalize whole swaths of the country, like in very broad strokes. But like, you know, the reality is there are weirdos everywhere you go, and they're pretty great by and large. Last time I was out on tour, we were going through like the middle of nowhere Ohio, like you know parts of it. You know we were at the Ohio State Fair at one point, and then we did but like some of the dates were middle of nowhere stuff, dry counties, which is an interesting thing unto itself. And like,
time frame was that?
This I think was about 4 years ago. This was
okay.
So yeah, before everything
Obama
went,
times,
yeah. And, like, you get a mix of everybody, and, like, not everybody wears absolutely everything on their sleeves, but it's amazing, you know, you got to look at your audience at a certain point. It's like, everybody's your audience at a certain point, but then you got to kind of narrow it down.
Yeah.
You're never going to be anybody, everybody's everything.
No, I mean, it's great to be universal. It's it's good to touch the human heart. But at the same time, not every human heart can be touched if you're going to be true to yourself.
And, it's a strange thing because it's something you see often from the far right. It's like keep your politics out of this thing. You know, why can't you just separate the politics and the entertainment? It's like, well, look at what you're complaining about, man. Like, and it's such a strange thing to see, and it's come out so much in the last 3 years, really, of like how... weirdly two-faced a lot of these people are. Like they keep their mouths shut about their opinions in public. They're very polite in public, but as soon as you put them behind a keyboard, they lose their goddamn minds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I love this. Like, and it's such a self-confirmation thing. Like whatever they think, because they have the right to say it, automatically makes it true. Or they keep reinforcing each other's ideas and they keep reinforcing each other's statements. Like, my favorite thing lately with these guys is they love declaring themselves infidels and, like, getting it in Arabic across shirts. Like, it's like, you know that that's a word, like, the primary historical use of that is for Christians to describe Muslims, right? Like, that's not a Muslim word that, you're suddenly using. It's a Christian word that, like, they've adopted. Sorry, it's being translated for them. Like, it's such a strange thing. It's like... you can't be a Christian infidel. It doesn't work like that.
No.
Like, the literal usage of the word, sure, but, like, it's not the way it was intended.
No.
Like,
No.
You're calling a... It's not even a rectangle. You're thinking of it as a square. It's not even a rectangle. It's a quadrilateral. Like...
What is the kindest thing a stranger ever did for you on the road?
Oh, man. And there's a lot there.
One of the ones that you can never... that you'll take to your grave.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, that's sorry, I hope that wasn't too big.
People on the... Yeah, people, like... when you're a traveling performer, like, and I know other people have had very different experiences with this, but like, I found people are pretty nice. You get away with a lot. Like, there were places on certain carnivals where, like, they, you know, they'd feed us for the week that we were there. There was a, I mean, like, my, to me, the answer, the clear answer is Jim Zadcheck.
Yeah.
But that was before I went on the road. He's the guy that got me on the road.
Uh-huh.
And he sadly passed right before I left.
Oh.
But, like, he out of nowhere just, you know, put out a call for things. I responded. I wound up getting on the road, being out there, you know. I was just starting in Sideshow in New York, and I thought everybody had done it. I thought everybody in New York had hit it out on the side, you know, Sideshow circuit. And I'm telling everybody, I'm telling Donnie Baum, I'm telling Albert Dapper, I'm telling Todd Robbins. It's like, yeah, I'm going out on the road too. And they're like, what? No, we didn't do that. It's really great that you're doing it, man. Like, it's really brave. It's like, what the fuck?
Really brave
of
you.
It's like, what do you mean you didn't do it? Like, yeah, and they get around, like, they've toured, they've traveled.
I know those folks.
But there's a big difference between that and having to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning to raise a banner line and doing a grind show for 12 hours.
Oh.
Having to swing the sledgehammer to set the tent up every new location, having to swing, take it down every new location. Like, I broke a rib while I was out there. I was doing a straitjacket routine.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well, I was the bally. I was the outside talker. So, like, I'd be.
Oh.
Out on front, pitching the show.
The Barker,
was
the
such a
Bally.
Yeah, such
yeah.
a cool gig to have out there. But every once in a while, I'd go inside, do an act or two, and then come back out to the Bally.
Uh-huh.
I did a straitjacket escape, and I did it in the middle of the tent, like on the grass. But we were on, our tent was situated on like a drainage ditch, right? So the ever so slight incline leading down to like a, you know, just a little hole at the bottom.
The incline was on the stage?
Was in the grass.
Ah,
so
okay.
Like, you know, the whole thing kind of like gently sloped down towards
slanted
the center.
Like a Shakespearean stage.
Yeah, like not a, like not enough that you would notice
raked.
It. Yeah,
yeah.
Like not enough that you would notice it if you were standing on it, but enough that, you know, when I...
It can fuck up your balance.
Well, when I went to, I throw the elbow out, I throw the shoulder out.
Uh-huh.
And when I went down to do it, I like throw myself sideways, drop into the ground, and I misjudged the landing. So instead of landing hard on my shoulder, my elbow wound up tucked under me.
Oh!
I landed hard on the elbow because the slope was like
and
just
your
enough.
Your elbow broke your ribs.
Just jammed straight into my ribs.
Jesus.
Pretty bad. And you know, like one of those things. Like I kept going, and then as soon as I got off stage, whoo. Okay, we broke something. That sucks. And, you know, you can't... It's broken rib. What are you going to do? Like,
and you're
not
far
gonna,
from home.
You're not going to reset it. So we just kept going for the week, kept doing what we were doing. You know, we set up the next location. Like, tore down the tent, moved on, set up the next location.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty wild.
And you were able to depend on the kindness of strangers throughout?
I have always gotten by on the strangest of kindred.
That's a wonderful way to put it.
It was. There was some cool stuff out there, though. Like, you know, we ran into these, you know, there was other Sideshow troops that were, you know, just kind of like roaming Sideshow troops that, you know, we met up with, and they were great. Lots of cool people that were working on the carnies as well. And then, like, this one lot that we were at, the Berea County Fair, has on their property this haunted house set up. Like, they have, like, 7 different haunted houses that are open when the season's
in. It's all year round?
Well, not all year round, but they're up all year round. So when the fair happens, they kick everything up, start at the haunted houses, then they run those during the fair.
Oh,
and,
fun.
You know, I went down there, kind of, you know, talked up a little bit, tried to pitch people to come over to the Sideshow, and they were in love with it. So, like, every day when I had the day off, I would just go down to the, like, when I'd have, a half hour, 15 minutes off, I'd go and do one of the haunted houses and then come back up on stage. And we wound up making friends with them. You know, we did this big,
what
like...
What did you do in the haunted house?
You know, just go through, you know, just go see a haunted house.
Oh, I thought you were part
of it. Oh, yeah, no,
I misunderstood. Sorry.
No. It's...
Why?
It gets,
you did double duty.
Well, because I, Yeah, no, that ain't gonna work for free. but, you know, like, I... You know,
yeah.
We know each other from Times Square. So, like,
okay.
I love haunted houses. It's that's in my... blood.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's funny though, because it made this whole, each fair has a totally different vibe of its own kind of thing. And the Berea County Fair is, or sorry, Cuyahoga County Fair in Berea, Ohio. Cuyahoga County Fair. Uh-huh. It's weird. It's a weird little town. They got a horror bar out there. They got, you know.
What?
Yeah, it's wild. And like that
Cuyahoga?
Fair. Cuyahoga. Like right outside of Cleveland.
Cuyahoga.
Yeah. Cuyahoga.
Just outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But the fair itself, what it had that set it apart, aside from having, you know, monstrous haunted houses on site, was also a demolition derby, which none of the other locations had. That was cool. And, like, you know, it was a serious event. People were way into it.
Wow.
You know, lots of horror kids. They have a bunch of haunted houses out in the middle of Ohio, and they're all really competitive.
Yeah.
It is interesting seeing, like, haunted house actors from these different haunted houses kind of talking shit about each other on those.
Yes, of course. Like, really? Exactly. Like, I'm sure you've seen that from sideshow to sideshow, or burlesque show to burlesque show.
You know,
everyone has their rivals.
Yeah, I've seen less of it in sideshow lately. Like when I started, people seemed to hate each other, and like I was guilty of. I would people get bored and they start drama. And like,
right?
You know that exists in everything. I think sideshow as it is right now, there's some really good community happening with it. Mm-hmm. You know, people. Or I would place the credit on that between having sideshow spectrum is interesting, but it also caused a lot of fights, but now it's kind of a leveraging ground for peace. But the really big thing that I think is leading to a lot more friendliness and a lot more amicability between people in sideshow is the Southern Sideshow Hootenanny, which is Kali von Wunderkammer, Reverend Tommy Gunn and Reggie Boumaché, they organize it, and it's, you know, it's this great thing where performers from around the country, and I think a couple foreign performers as well. I know Georgie Ramone from Ireland was in there last year. But, like, people come from around the country, around the world, to New Orleans every spring. I think this coming year is going to be year 4. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a great time. People hang out, people get along, you know, it's New Orleans is already so weird, and then, you know, a couple dozen carnies suddenly roll up.
Wait, this is New Orleans?
Yep.
All right, hold on. You're talking about my mistress. It's like, New York City might be my wife, but New Orleans is my mistress.
I wholeheartedly.
I'm about to go there for my 17th trip.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Ooh, well,
I'm going to be there for the winter solstice this year, just the week of December 21st. I'm very excited. But when is this thing?
So it's some weekend.
Is it annual? It happens every
year? Yep, but the dates change. So it's always, it's usually,
I need to know about this.
It's usually like bang on between St. Patrick's Day and Mardi Gras.
Ah,
like
okay.
That, there's that nice lull right in the middle of the season, like, you know, every.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a great time to go down there because.
It's before Jazz Fest then?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like, because St. Patrick's Day in New Orleans is insane. Mardi Gras is insane, but this there's this great dip right there where the carnival season's over, all the bartenders are happy, nobody's in town, everybody's relaxed. It's easy to just kind of like scoot on by, and you know, everybody is a lot calmer and a lot happier because the big money season just ended.
Yes.
You know, they're out of the shit.
Yes, like just after Halloween a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just everybody in New Orleans is fat and happy, and it's great. And it's such a great weird little window that they jam it into.
What is the entire festival about?
It's pretty much just kind of like a, you know, there's industry workshops with, you know, big names, big figures in sideshow. Like AJ has been down there every year. He's an absolute incredible resource. Yeah, like it's you know,
and
there's.
Can you say the name of this festival again?
Southern Sideshow Hootenanny.
Southern Sideshow Hootenanny. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's burning my brain.
And it's like, what's funny this year is it's going to be coinciding with some burlesque festival down there.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so that entire town is going to be swarmed with, you know, our legion of glitter strippers.
Is it,
and,
so the New Orleans Burlesque Festival, or is it a separate burlesque festival?
I think it's the New Orleans Burlesque Festival. It's something along those lines.
Okay.
But they're happening the same weekend, so it's going to be just mayhem down there.
That is like the time I went to the Avian Awards in Vegas, and it was happening the same time as the big software convention.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, that...
I had, like, that kind of vibe. Like, they really belonged together.
I was going to say, it's like, that also makes a lot of sense together, because that is the thing, is... porn is usually the guiding thing on most technological advances, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that's what killed HD DVD, was when porn went with Blu-ray.
I think porn wasn't invented for the internet. I almost want to say that because it's so hand in hand. But no, definitely the internet was invented for porn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where can we find you on the internet, Mr. Cyclone Jack Sullivan?
Well, you can find me on Facebook at Jack Sullivan, because they're not so good with the pseudonyms over there. And I am on Instagram as Cyclone Jack Sullivan.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
I look forward to having you back. Raise glass. Cheers.
Cheers.
And you can find archive episodes of Fallen Woman at fallenwoman.com. Be well, folks, and enjoy the following music.
Good night.
Hello.
Keep me satisfied.
tesoro vi legrò, che soro vi legrò, sciabò però le dovadero, gagnai li an la ba. Oro, 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 soro vi legrò, tesoro vi legrò, che soro vi legrò, cusciuli che plugna magin drogto lemo grò. Soro vila gra, a soro vila gra, o shunche parke temple ermo gluna vlemo gra. Oro, 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 soro vila gra.
Enna herie ea, enna herie ea, enna bismillahi, enna derrahimani, enna derrahimi, enna jafalmani.
Storm of prayer, have na carica boy. Oro, 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 soro vila gra. The soro vila gra, the soro vila gra. The dachtig fatal lama go, my kyalach in the lord. Oro, 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 soro vila gra. The soro vila gra, the soro vila gra. Shababar ole the vada.
That really fit you, and so I've racked my brain hoping to explain and all the things that you do to me. By mere Mr. Shame, please let me explain. By mere Mr. Shame means you're grand. By mere Mr. Shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even Seven-der Bar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere Mr. Shame, so kiss me and say you understand. Before, but let me try to explain. By mere biz to shame means that you're grand. By mere biz to shame, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even Seven de Ba. Each language only helps me tell you how.
of the day I was born. Nurses all gather round, gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more before I'm through. I wanna be yours free, baby, yours and yours alone. I'm gonna tell you I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bye, 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 bye to the rich man beg, make a good man steal, make an old man blush, make a young man squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bye, 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 bye to the bone. And when I walk the streets, kings and queens step aside. Every man I meet, they all stay satisfied. I wanna tell you, baby, well, you see, I make my own, that I'm bad, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad. Bye, 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 bye.
Let
me think. Mr. Rabbit, have you seen Dinah, my cat? She was at the edge of this hole.
One man on the chessboard, get up and tear.